We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and focusing on ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلِ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. The idea is to be able to understand the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His attributes and be able to apply them to ourselves, just as the Prophet said, تَخَلُّكُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we will look at the attribute al-batin, which in essence is the hidden one. Let's look at Quranic reference. In Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, Ayah 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. He is the first and the last, and the knower of all things, and the knower of hidden things, and He is aware of all things. He has knowledge of all things. If we look at the theoethics, in essence, al-batin means the one who is obscured from the eyes of his creation due to the intensity of his appearance. The hidden one due to his essence that defines the minds and the intellect. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is zahir, apparent through sufficiency. He is batin by objectivity. He is zahir due to his bounties. He is al-batin through his mercy, through his rahmah. He is the apparent one who subdues everything, the hidden one who knows the truth about everything. The one who is apparent for everything by way of convincing proofs, the one who is batin from any physical appearance. Allah's existence is both manifest and hidden. He is apparent because the signs of His existence are visible even to the blind, but His essence remains hidden. If you saw a piece of writing, there is definitely a writer. If there is some artwork, there is definitely an artist. If there is a creation, then certainly there is a creator. If you and I exist, then He exists. But to truly know the creator is not possible for the created, because the knowledge, the mind, the understanding of the created are limited. Therefore, our comprehension has a limited range. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is eternal, He's infinite, without a beginning or an end. He's inexhaustible in His knowledge and His power. To expect a temporal limited existence, a creation, to understand and encompass an eternal and infinite concept is totally absurd. It's like saying, can you fit the whole water in an ocean into a bucket? Yet although a bucket full of water from the ocean is not the ocean, it is from the ocean. The manifestation of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation is like the bucket of water. Not He, but from Him. His hidden essence is like the ocean, whose depth and breadth are infinite, it's unfathomable. When He said in Hadith Qudsi, Abdi ati'ni, my abd, O one who is connected to me, do my ita'at, obey me. فَجَعَلَكَ مَثَلِي, I will make you like me. أَنَا حَيٌّ لَا أَمُوتْ فَجَعَلَكَ حَيٌّ لَا تَمُوتْ. I am living, I never die. I shall make you to live, never to die. It doesn't mean we become divine. We become like divinity when we adopt these attributes in us. To know the essence of anything, no matter how small, to know its totality outwardly and inwardly, to penetrate absolutely everything about something is practically impossible in every case. Even today, when science is so advanced, and in what we imagine it will become tomorrow, it always ends and always will end in awe because of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at ourselves. We are closest to ourselves, yet do we understand ourselves? And thus, when Allah is the hidden, it's that essence that it's talking about. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows His own essence. Now, how do I apply it to myself? The idea is to be able to look inwards, to purify the inner self, to be able to manifest the inner to the outer, and to make sure that it reflects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdul Batin is one who becomes an instrument to invite people to cleanse their inner worlds with the divine light, encouraging them to reach spiritual perfection. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested His attribute al-batin in Prophet Adam alayhi salam and taught him not only the manifestation of His attributes but their inner meanings. Until the time of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, even the angels knew Allah only through the manifestation of His attributes. That is the difference between Prophet Adam and the angels in the degree of perfection of Iman. And that is why Allah orders the angels to do sajda in front of Adam alayhi salam, and why Adam then becomes Ashraful Makhluqat. It's important to understand the application of the attributes in our lives. If you recite this name 33 times every day, inshallah, your inner world will be enlightened, the eyes of the heart will open, and one will be able to see reality, find peace, words will become effective, and one will be loved by creation.